Chapter 5, DUI Prevention. This section contains four sections: effect of alcohol and other drugs on driver capabilities, including judgment, vision, reaction time, and the order in which these effects occur, relationship of the amount of alcohol consumed to BAC and the equivalence of different types of alcoholic beverages, legal consequences, including the increasing severity with repeated offenses and financial consequences of DUI, personal and societal, and ways to avoid driving impaired. Section 5.1. Effect of alcohol and other drugs on driver capabilities, including judgment, vision, reaction time, and the order in which these effects occur. Drinking alcoholic beverages and other drug use is widely accepted in our society. Advertisers often portray drinking as glamorous and sophisticated, yet the abuse of drugs, including alcohol, is costly. It takes its toll in broken relationships, poor health, wasted lives, and sometimes death. This problem is greatly compounded when someone who drinks alcohol or uses other drugs also drives. A great number of collisions involve drivers who use alcohol and/or other drugs. All states now enforce a minimum drinking age of 21. Nevertheless, alcohol-related crashes are still a top safety problem. Many people who use alcohol do not realize that it is a drug. The word alcohol is the commonly used term for the chemical substance ethanol, grain alcohol, or ethyl alcohol. The effects of alcohol vary from person to person. Equal amounts of alcohol affect different people in different ways. Even though the severity of its effect varies, alcohol affects everyone who uses it. One of the most serious problems of alcohol is that of the drinking driver. The demands of the driving task are so great that every driver needs to be in the best condition possible. A person cannot afford to increase the risk of driving by having his or her skills reduced by alcohol. Everyone needs to know how alcohol affects the mental and physical abilities needed for safe driving. Even non-drinkers will interact with impaired drivers on the roadway. Everyone who drives needs to know the importance of non-drinking. When you consume alcohol, most of the alcohol is not digested. It is quickly absorbed directly into the bloodstream through the walls and lining of the stomach and small intestines. Once alcohol enters the bloodstream, it is quickly circulated to the brain. Alcohol has its greatest effect on the parts of the brain that control judgment and reasoning, the most critical skills needed by drivers. Physical abilities become impaired soon after. A driver affected by alcohol has a decreased ability to reason clearly and to make sound judgments. However, the driver may feel as though thinking and judging abilities are sharper and quicker than usual. Some people have a false sense of confidence after they have a drink or two. For example, some people think they can dance or even play pool better after a few drinks. There is nothing a person can do better after having a drink than she or he could do before having the drink. Drinking does not increase your ability to do anything better than you could before. In addition, alcohol quickly diminishes the ability to concentrate. A decrease in the ability to concentrate greatly increases a driver's level of risk. A person's driving ability can be reduced after only one drink. A person's driving ability decreases as the amount of alcohol in a person's body increases. An alcohol-impaired driver is less apt to interpret correctly what he or she sees. Alcohol also weakens a driver's inhibitions, which are the inner forces of one's personality that hold back or restrain one's impulsive behavior. A driver's inhibitions weaken as the alcohol content in the body increases. The person who is drinking may drive too fast, take needless risks, or even drive into emergency situations without knowing or even caring what's happening. As more alcohol enters the bloodstream, the area of the brain that controls muscular movements and body control begins to slow down. Even after the driver recognizes danger, the brain takes longer than normal to process the information and react to the danger. Messages the brain sends to different parts of the body might become confused. The muscular reactions of a driver who has been drinking can become slow and clumsy. Steering and braking movements can become uncoordinated. The driver might oversteer, brake late, or not brake at all. The driver might not be able to negotiate turns properly and safely. Such actions cause drinking drivers to be involved in serious crashes. Alcohol affects a driver's ability to see clearly. Night vision, peripheral vision, color vision, and depth perception are all impaired. Visual acuity, sharpness of vision, and peripheral vision are also reduced. Alcohol also affects the reflex action of the eyes. At night, this impairment can be critical. As the headlights of oncoming vehicles come closer, the pupils of the eyes normally become smaller to shut out excess light. This reflex keeps the driver from being blinded by the glare of headlights. When the lights have passed, the pupils enlarge again to let in all available light. But after only a few drinks, this reflex action is impaired. The pupils do not become small rapidly as bright lights approach, and they are slow to open after bright lights pass. As a result, the driver can be blinded temporarily and may continue to have blurred vision for some time after meeting each vehicle. For example, if a drinking driver is traveling 70 miles per hour and it takes 3 seconds for his or her pupils to return to normal, the person has driven over the length of a football field, 100 yards, without being able to see. Peripheral vision is also impaired by alcohol. When peripheral vision is narrowed, a driver must turn and look to the sides for potential problems. After a few drinks, though, drivers are usually not aware of restricted side vision. Therefore, they do not make the effort to turn and look to the sides. They are creating a hazard. Once judgment and reasoning are affected, a person's actions and behavior change. Just one drink can affect a person's behavior. The same amount of alcohol does not affect all people the same way. Alcohol does not even affect one person the same way in all situations. The same person could have two different reactions to alcohol on two separate occasions. One common effect of alcohol on behavior is a feeling of well-being. This feeling is known as euphoria. Some people with this euphoric effect think they can do anything. This feeling is only a state of mind because alcohol depresses or slows down the working of the nervous system. Alcohol-induced euphoria can cause people to take chances they normally would not take. This behavior can be deadly behind the wheel of a vehicle. 1. Judgment is impaired. 2. Slurred speech, loss of balance and coordination. 3. Eventually causes coma and death. Alcohol can also change other types of behavior. People who drink often become angry or sad. Many become silly or even rude. Some of the resulting behavior depends on the person's personality as well as the mood they are in when they begin to drink. Alcohol is often thought to be a mood enhancer. This means that when a happy person drinks, in most cases, he will be happier. When an angry person drinks, in most cases, she will get angrier. The best way to avoid these changes in behavior is to decide not to drink. People who drink and drive can be a hazard to themselves and to others on the highway. Even a small amount of alcohol can increase the driving risk. One of the most dangerous behaviors drivers can participate in is what has become known as impaired driving. When a driver is impaired and operating a motor vehicle, it is often because the driver has been consuming alcohol, but drivers can be impaired after using other drugs, both legal and illegal. Let's look at what impaired drivers are doing to others on our highways. In 2007, 12,998 people were killed in alcohol-impaired driving crashes. These alcohol-impaired driving fatalities accounted for 32% of the total motor vehicle traffic fatalities in the United States. Traffic fatalities in alcohol-impaired driving crashes decreased nearly 4% from 13,491 in 2006 to 12,998 in 2007. The alcohol-impaired driving fatality rate per 100 million VMT decreased to 0.43 in 2007 from 0.45 in 2006. The 12,998 fatalities in alcohol-impaired driving crashes during 2007 represent an average of one alcohol-impaired driving fatality every 40 minutes. In 2007, all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico had by law created a threshold, making it illegal per se to drive with a BAC of 0.08 or higher. Of the 12,998 people who died in alcohol-impaired driving crashes in 2007, 8,644, 67%, were drivers with a BAC of 0.08 or higher. The remaining fatalities consisted of 3,581, 28%, motor vehicle occupants, and 773, 6%, non-occupants. The national rate of alcohol-impaired driving fatalities in motor vehicle crashes in 2007 was 0.43 per 100 million vehicle miles of travel. The rate of alcohol impairment among drivers involved in fatal crashes was 4 times higher at night than during the day, 36% versus 9%. In 2007, 15% of all drivers involved in fatal crashes during the week were alcohol-impaired, compared to 31% on weekends. In fatal crashes in 2007, the highest percentage of drivers with a BAC level of 0.08 or higher was for drivers ages 21 to 24, 35%, followed by ages 25 to 34, 29%, and 35 to 44, 25%. The percentages of drivers involved in fatal crashes with a BAC level of 0.08 or higher in 2007 were 27% for motorcycle operators and 23% for both light trucks and passenger cars. The percentage of drivers with BAC levels of 0.08 or higher in fatal crashes was the lowest for large trucks, 1%. In 2007, 7,058 passenger vehicle drivers killed had a BAC of 0.08 or higher. Out of those 7,058 driver fatalities for which restraint use was known, 73% were unrestrained. Drivers with a BAC of 0.08 or higher involved in fatal crashes were 8 times more likely to have a prior conviction for driving while impaired, DWI, than were drivers with no alcohol, 8% and 1% respectively. In 2007, 84%, 12,068, of the 14,447 drivers with a BAC of 0.01 or higher who were involved in fatal crashes had BAC levels at or above 0.08, and 55%, 7,974, had BAC levels at or above 0.15. The most frequently recorded BAC level among drinking drivers in fatal crashes was 0.16, see footnote number 1. In fatal crashes in 2007, a higher percentage of motorcycle riders had blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.08 grams per deciliter or higher than any other type of motor vehicle driver. The percentages for vehicle riders involved in fatal crashes was 27% for motorcycles, 23% for passenger cars, 23% for light trucks, and 1% for large trucks. In 2007, 28% of all fatally injured motorcycle riders had BAC levels of 0.08 grams per deciliter or higher. An additional 8% had lower alcohol levels, BAC 0.01 to 0.07 grams per deciliter. The percentage with BAC 0.08 grams per deciliter or above was highest for fatally injured motorcycle riders among two age groups, 45 to 49, 41%, and 40 to 44, 37%, followed by ages 35 to 39, 35%. 41% of the 2,182 motorcycle riders who died in single-vehicle crashes in 2007 had BAC levels of 0.08 grams per deciliter or higher. 65% of those killed in single-vehicle crashes on weekend nights had BACs of 0.08 grams per deciliter or higher. Motorcycle riders killed in traffic crashes at night were nearly 3.667 times more likely to have BAC levels of 0.08 grams per deciliter or higher than those killed during the day, 44% and 12% respectively. The reported helmet use rate for motorcycle riders with BAC levels of 0.08 grams per deciliter or higher killed in traffic crashes was 45%, compared with 66% for those with no alcohol. BAC equals 0.0 grams per deciliter. Alcohol involvement, either for the driver or for the pedestrian, was reported in 49% of the traffic crashes that resulted in pedestrian fatalities. Of the pedestrians involved, 35% had a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.08 grams per deciliter or higher. Of the drivers involved in fatal crashes, only 14% had a BAC of 0.08 grams per deciliter or higher, less than one-half the rate for the pedestrians. In 6% of the crashes, both the driver and the pedestrian had a BAC of 0.08 grams per deciliter or higher. See footnote number 3.